Hey, I'm Amanda from Trifecta Fitness. We're proud to be Clarksville's new Get Fit headquarters. Trifecta Fitness is a state-of-the-art spin and strength training studio. Our spin studio is truly one of a kind in this area, complete with 20 state-of-the-art live fitness bikes and an incredible sound system. Our strength training is done in small groups of six or fewer, and all of our strength and spin classes are scalable for every level of experience. Come see us in the heart of Clarksville, just behind MAPCO at the corner of Old Trenton Road and Wilma Rudolph Boulevard. Call us for more info at 931-541 426265 or download our Trifecta Fitness app for a full list of upcoming classes.
For every veteran, there is a story. A story about a calling to serve, to fight for the freedoms of the American people. And every story has a struggle, a sacrifice, and invisible wounds. Warrior Wads programs help veterans recover from PTSD and invisible wounds through exercise, nutrition, and connecting with other veteran leaders. It is estimated that 22 veterans die each day by suicide, and another 30 veterans die each day by substance abuse. These are preventable deaths. Warrior Wad is committed to fighting PTSD through fitness, nutrition, and community.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back.
Misfit Nation Show.
We are a show founded by a veteran and hosted by two veterans and a military spouse. Our mission is to get people to tell their stories to the world. If you're an author, share your tips with the Misfit Nation. If you're a musician or an actor, our audience needs to know how they too can get into the business. Coaches, we love our coaches. Come on and share your tips with Misfit Nation to help them become better versions of themselves. If you are a corporate leader or an entrepreneur, come on and show how you did it and how hard you have fought for success. If you are a veteran, first responder, or Gold Star family, we would love to have you come on and share your story with the Misfit Nation. We always have time for you. If you're feeling down, alone, or starting to see the darkness, stop. Think about those who are around you. You are not alone. You will be missed. If you feel like your problems will be a burden to those in your inner circle or feel embarrassed, dial 988. If you are a veteran, take option one. We need you to keep pushing forward. Don't make a permanent solution to a temporary problem. If you are a new listener, welcome to the Misfit Nation Show. Be sure to subscribe to our show on your favorite podcast app. Also on our YouTube channel at @_MisfitNation. Subscribe and click the bell to keep you up to date on our latest episodes and all of our news. You can also find us on Heroes Media Group and About Face Radio. Now, let's get to the show!
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to our Thursday After Dinner Show. We are live. I'm in Indiana, Tennessee. Sorry. And RJ, of course, is closer to the East Coast in Kakalaka there. He's a little closer to the ocean. I'm closer to farms and many, many cows and, I guess, other things here in Indiana. But it's a great night. It's always good when RJ's on here, and he's going to the show tonight. But I just want to say a couple things before we start. In the last week, I think I was just scrolling through TikTok today, and I think I seen about seven different police officers were either killed in line of duty or lost a lot. One got lost last in Tennessee, can't find him while he was transporting a prisoner. So let's keep those families in our thoughts and prayers tonight. We always talk about our military brothers and sisters. Tonight, we're going to talk about the first responders. Secondly, thank you to all of you out there for helping us to get to the top 5% globally at the show. It's amazing the support you guys have given us over these 3+ years now. And we just continue to, I guess, be shocked by the support we get from guys. And we can't wait to see where we go from here. So, RJ, I hand it to you tonight.
All right. All right. So, man, listen, we're going to get right into this, y'all. All right. So I'm going to introduce someone who they call the legendary consultant. All right. He started in the consulting business over 30 years ago and built a multi-million-dollar consulting firm from scratch. He taught workshops for small business administration and have produced dozens of products based on his knowledge aimed at helping entrepreneurs realize their dreams. He believed that simple works best, and most people overcomplicate the process. Without further ado, let's welcome David Preston.
Hello, 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 fellow veterans. Hey, what's happening, man, in the veteran world out there?
Man, listen, it is all good in the neighborhood, and this is going to be a great discussion. I really think you have a lot to offer, and we want to kind of just, you know, hear it all from you, the one who made it happen for so many, and including yourself. So first off, let's start off with from as far back as you want to go to what to now. What led you, you know, here? What got you here? Give us that process.
Yeah, that's a good way to start. It's basically I was pushed into this role and wasn't ready for it at all. And how it worked was I worked for a $1 billion corporation for many years, and then I made it all the way up to a regional director where I was in charge of 3 states and 23 stores. And then they closed overnight 834 stores, and I was out of a job. So,
oh, man,
I started faxing everything, you know, my resume everywhere, and everybody wanted to hire me, but they only wanted to pay me about half of what, you know, I was making there for the same amount of work. I said, nah, it's not going to work. You know, so I said, you know what? I can help people. I know about marketing. I know how that works because I ran the marketing division for that company for many, many years. So I went down to the resource center at the Small Business Administration in Charleston, South Carolina. And I talked to the director there and said, I would like to hold a free workshop as a community service to help small business owners learn how to market effectively. And I didn't pitch anything. I didn't sell anything because they're like, you know, you can't do implied endorsements. That's out. You know, you can't sell anything. I'm like, that's fine. So it was total content of, I had an open Q&A at the end of it. It was a 4-hour workshop. And what happened was just absolutely magic from helping them to begin with. I wasn't asking for anything. I was just helping them. And at the end of it, I said, this was my pitch. At the end of it, I said, look, I got a box of business cards on the table back there. Give me a shout if you get stuck, and the chances are I can walk you through it over the phone. It's not rocket science, guys. You can do this. And my phone rang off the hook. And they were like, you know, how much for you to do it for me? And I'm like, yeah, you can do this, dude. Just get in front of the computer and I'll walk you through it. It's not that difficult. You know, they're like, I don't know. No. How much for you? You know, I even told them, you can find cheaper guys than me. You know, I'm not cheap. And they're like, I don't care. You know, I want you. And it took me a while to figure out that what I basically had started there was a branding campaign without thinking about it, that I branded myself as the go-to guy, you know, for marketing in front of all these business owners. And I was really just honestly trying to help them. From there, I had different SBDCs, which I didn't even know what that was, called me from like Fripp Island and Wadmalaw Island. And it's small business development centers from the SBA that are on every college campus in the nation.
Wow.
They were calling me from everywhere. Can you come and teach a workshop here? How about here? And I was like, wow. You know, and it just went nuts. I wound up, you know, hiring outsourcing staff really quick and, you know, going through all that. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
And I was traveling, and it all came from, this is the bottom line, guys. If you're thinking about entrepreneurism, the bottom line is help them first. Help them.
Wow. Wow. That's good advice.
You know, that's really how I got started.
Yeah.
Into that. And from there, I just started getting featured on radio and TV shows and in local markets. And then eventually the SBA was doing public service announcements for where I was going to teach the next workshop. And one of the biggest marketers online at that time, Willie Crawford, really good friend of mine, was watching it. And he said, wait, his wife's talking to him. He goes, wait, he goes, this guy's got the government doing his advertising for him. He's like, I got to talk to this guy. He attended a workshop and talked me into writing a book called Offline Goldmine, you know, teaching internet marketers how to work with small business owners the right way. And as far as I know, it was the first book ever published, you know, covering that type of thing back in 2006. And it was launched on the Warrior Forum and all these other, it just went nuts.
Wow.
You know, I started getting speaking opportunities everywhere and wound up being fortunately a top speaker, you know, a top producer on the speaking circuit. And I don't think that was because of my talent. I think it was simply because I had an offer that nobody else had. You know, everybody else was teaching them how to do internet marketing and all the bells and whistles. And I was just teaching them how to work with their local business market. That's it.
You know, the first question that, you know, I kind of think of from that, and that's great, man. I think that what your advice you said was start with helping first.
Yep.
And, you know, with, you know, a lot of prices getting marked up and inflation happening, people's first, you know, thought process is, man, how long do I have to do this before money gets involved, you know, before, you know, and so how do you, how, you know, did you have that thought or, you know, did you just kind of push through and, or did it just, I know you said it happened kind of fast, but people might want to know how long do I have to do this?
Yeah, I actually did opened a coaching program, not open anymore, but years ago, that was called Diamonds in Your Backyard. Mm-hmm. And it was about working with local business owners. And it's very simple. I mean, if you're a marketer and you understand anything at all about marketing, no joke, anything, you're like a college grad to a small business owner in kindergarten. When it comes to marketing, you know, they're great at selling bowling balls or tennis shoes, or but they're awful at marketing. You know, they just don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, so if you can step in, even if you have a rudimentary understanding of marketing, you can help those guys a lot and get rewarded pretty successfully for it, because they already have an advertising budget. That's what people don't understand. And a small business owner has to use that budget every year, or it's reduced by that amount the following year. So if you can step in there and become part of their marketing budget, you're going to get paid on time every time.
That's awesome.
So it's really, really stable market, and they really need the help, you know, right now after the pandemic and all the other stuff is just crazy, you know, so.
Yeah.
I would say if you're a brand new at this and would like to explore internet marketing and working local business consulting is what I call it, is just think of the businesses you patronize all the time anyway. You know, the barber shop, or, you know, wherever you're going, the gym, you know, places like that, and just have a conversation with them and say, look, how are you doing on your marketing? You know, is it effective for you? Can I help you with that? You know, and just offer to help them.
Yeah.
And I think you'll be amazed, you know, that they'll say, well, you know, you seem to know a lot about this. And I say, that's what I do for a living. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We need, we really need to talk.
Yeah.
And they already know you.
For sure. And you said that, you know, just start with places you already patronize anyway, right? So, you know, how can, how, what are some other ways that, you know, people can market without a list, you know?
Yeah, that's a great question. I get that a lot, you know, because the money is in the list. That's true. But if you've got no list and very few resources, what do you do?
Right.
One of the things you can do is go to local meetups. You know, there's tons and tons of them. Also, we cut a deal with the local Chamber of Commerce. And you can do that too. We cut a deal with a joint venture with the Rotary Clubs, different places that own our target market. And I, what I mean by that is they don't just, they're not just members. I mean, they own that market.
Gotcha.
So they have the credibility that you lack. So you can tap into like the Rotary Club, like we did locally, and just give a 20-minute spiel on the importance of list building and how important it is to a small business owner and how to build a buyer's list. And if you don't know how to do that, I'm going to tell you in 1 minute.
The easiest way to go for it
is call their merchant services provider, customer service number on the side of the terminal and on the cash register, and have them change the header information on the receipt to say, for preferred customer discounts, simply go to www, whatever that business's website is, and sign up today. It's free.
Wow.
And that way you turn all of the walk-in traffic that are buying, because only buyers get a receipt, into a list of people that already know, like, and trust that business. Man. So it becomes very easy, you know, to market to them over and over and over. And
it's wow.
8 times less expensive than trying to acquire a new customer.
That is, that's a serious loophole. I mean, would not have ever thought of that. And it makes me wonder, how did you even, you know, think of something like that? But that's gold. You guys hear that? You heard it here? Right here at the Misfit Nation show, man.
Yeah, and you can tell them that if you're not list building, the money's in the list, and they've heard that, you know.
Yeah. But
they're like, no, I'm not good at that. And you're like, look, I can set it up for you totally automated to where I can build you a list of buyers only. No tire kicker, no browsers. I'll build you a list of people that'll buy from you over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Like you said, these people are already buying anyway. So you have that.
The divisions that we're currently launching, a new division, I mentioned that, you know, we're backstage talking, is we're actually going after small business owners now who really need the help, and we're doing reactivation campaigns for them where we're reaching back to their customers that bought from them 24 months ago, you know, and sending them a special licensed letter that we wrote, copyrighted, and it reactivates that customer, gets them back into the fold, and sets them up for this business owner to make a windfall of cash, you know, really quick
in
the sales from that, and also win them back in to their list.
Yeah.
That's an outstanding strategy right there.
That is.
RJ, I just got to jump in here. David, at the beginning you said my fellow veterans, but you never told us about your service and your story. And we're all about the service here. And from where you're living right now, I can guess what service you were in, but I'll let you tell the rest of the world who you served with and what you did.
Yeah, yeah, I'm an old squid. You know, I've been around for a while.
Knew it.
I knew you did. Not my first visit to the Philippines. You know, I got introduced to Subic Bay a long time ago. But I actually was with an amphibious ground forces group in the Middle East. Was my first assignment. Our home port was Bahrain, Arabia, and I was over there for almost 2 years. And then from there, you know, I traveled all over the world, different assignments, different things. And I had a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. And I got out after about 5 years, and still stay in touch with the team and the other guys we were with, and had a lot of fun. But it introduced me to the world. You know, we got to work with, you know, some of the Filipino divers over here. We helped start their first scuba team here, and that was back in 81. So it's pretty funny. I learned to speak Bisaya because of my wife, and you know, the Cebuano. So it's really funny at the checkpoints over here. They have some checkpoints, you know, checking for terrorists and that kind of stuff over here. It's a little different than the U.S. But I could speak to them in Cebuano, and it just blows their mind, you know, that somebody knows their language. They're like, what? And, but the funny part is to hear, if you've never been here, all of the women here, I don't know what it is. It's certainly not me. But all of the women here think that Western guys, you know, are guapo. That's what they say. They're handsome because we have long nose, or I don't know what their reasons are, but it's pretty prevalent. And that's the big thing right there, Rich, is that guy has got some money, you know, but
yeah.
And compared to here, it's probably very true, even if you're a very modest living. Social Security over here is really big money to these people. You know, as an example, we have hired help that comes in here and helps us clean and cook and do everything full time every day. And it's $4 a day.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And they're, ecstatic, you know,
so, and they're, what was that? And they're what?
They're ecstatic. You know,
oh, yeah.
By rise, yeah. They can do what they need to do. And that's pretty much it. They're just simple farmers out here. So it's good.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You know, but, that's the great part is listening to people talk about you behind your back. They call it backbiting over here. And then turn around to them. One of them, you know, in a public transportation, bunch of girls over there in their mid-20s talking about me. I wonder if he's from the UK or he's from America. Oh, he's guapo. He's blah, blah, blah. I wonder if he's married. And there was an older woman across from me that said, sir. And I'm like, yep. She goes, they would like to know if you're married. And I said, uh-oh, ako asawa sabalai boroskayu. And they were like, oh.
Wait.
So, it was very funny. Total silence for the rest of the trip into town. Everybody's like,
so what's the translation?
It was what I said was, yes, I am married and my wife is at home and she's very pregnant, so she's very tired.
Yeah, nobody said a word after that.
No, everybody was, they put their mouth, their hand like this over their mouth, they're like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah,
nobody said anything. It was very funny. And the woman goes, oh, you Caballo Bisaya. I said, Caballo Cebuano Bisaya. Oh. And oh, just means yes over here.
Okay. Oh, man. So, I would have thought you said something by mistake. Uh-oh, but definitely not that.
So it is pretty funny. But that's how it turned out. I met my wife. You know, we were doing actual missionary work for a charity that we own, Cancer Care Ministries. And we help a lot of people that can't afford traditional cancer care with holistic stuff. And that's where I met her. And I met her in Bangkok, Thailand. I saw her again in Japan. I saw her in Myanmar. And, I mean, we just kept running into each other.
Yeah.
So we're like, you know.
Yeah.
There may be something to this.
Yeah. Yeah. So, David, you said it seems like you do a lot of helping. You help a lot of people, right?
I try.
But you also said that even in something in this market here, that you know people should help local businesses. Why? Why should they help local businesses?
Local businesses, small businesses, are the backbone of the nation. They really are. True entrepreneurs, you know, that invested their entire life, you know, into a brick and mortar business.
Mm-hmm.
And without them, you know, the nation wouldn't be anywhere near as strong as it is. You know, so I always preach that all the time. Help the local business owners if you can. You know, if nothing else, just patronize them. Buy their, you know, instead of ordering it online or something, go down there and you may pay a couple of dollars more, you know, but you're feeding somebody's family.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
That's the difference.
And employing some locals. It's probably they have a staff that they employ. It's probably either young people trying to go through school or maybe older people that just need that extra hand up.
Yeah, correct. You know, and another way that I got started with local business owners is we had a resort marketing division that almost nobody knows about, but we would market a 5-star resort if we liked the resort and we liked the product. So the trade-off for that is we get to go there for a week for free and it's on the house. And if we decide that we want to market them, then I will do it for a 10 grand setup fee and 20% of the sales that I make you know, from that point forward. So
yeah,
I've had business owners literally say, let me get this straight. You're going to do all the marketing and all the work, and I get to keep 80% of the sales. And I'm like, correct. And it's like, I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Go ahead.
No, that's a real no-brainer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you're shy about getting started and you're afraid to ask for the money, do it on a contingency basis.
Okay.
You know, and just tell them, if I can help you, will you pay me, 20% of everything I make you over and above what you're currently making?
Yeah.
And so far, I haven't ran across any business that has ever turned me down on that deal.
Yeah. Now, is there a time limit to a deal like that, or is it in perpetuity, or?
Nope. It pretty much goes on to infinity.
Yep. That's good. That's good.
From there, you can work with them on several different strategies. You know, as you have the money coming in, probably the best thing to do is hire a coach, or a mentor, I call them, that has been there and done that and can walk you through the steps of scaling, a consultancy. Yeah.
They said hire a coach. What's the best way, people can find a coach specifically for them? I mean, it's all types of businesses out here.
Right. I would start with an online search, especially with AI. You can ask like Bing.ai or Bard.google. AIRPM is a great one too. Was really the king daddy that nobody knows about. But as an example, like ChatGPT has 500 prompts for marketing. AIRPM has 22,000.
Oh man. Now, we know ChatGPT is pretty much free. What was the other one? Is that one a subscription or something?
No, AIRPM, that's a good question. AIRPM is an extension of ChatGPT.
Oh, okay.
Very few people know about, but you can add it as an extension, and it's totally free too.
Wow, it's a lot of tools out here. I just want to, you started this over 30 years ago. As this has changed over time, how were you able to pivot with technology being more and more implemented?
That's a good question. Technology is always evolving, almost by the minute now, especially with the advent of AI, and it can become very frustratingly complicated, because the shiny object syndrome is a real deal now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become a real problem with AI because AI can think faster than we can. So it comes up with all these other solutions and other things, and you're like, what? So it's very difficult to stay focused. So I always tell everybody, go old school. Start old school.
Nice.
And then you can add the technology that you're specifically looking for to that old school method.
Yeah.
That's just like reactivation campaign. That's old school stuff, but it works really, really well. We've had a corporate client that used that strategy before and generated over $365,000 in profits in 3 months.
Wow.
All from a list of people that they forgot about.
Wow, that's some good stuff. And I know you've seen many of businesses, and I know I just asked you, how can these different businesses, find a coach? But from your perspective and your experience, what has been like the easiest business to start?
Really, it's consulting. My opinion, the only thing you have to do is go to the county court clerk, and you can do it online now. And it's a $10 fee, to sign up and get a business name and print it out, go to a bank, open a business account with that sheet of paper, and you're in business. You're ready to go.
Man, that's good stuff. I know I've done some consulting, but you know, that was in the Fortune 500 area. But to start sure. to start off, you know, on my own, I think you got to have some really good, you know, personable skills. You have to be able to, you know, soft skills. You got to be able to have some good people skills. You know, what are some things you think that you should be sharp on? If you, you know, if you, you're saying that consulting is the easiest business, you know, but can yeah. anybody do it?
And anybody cannot do it. You know, I will say that. And the reason is because I had a coaching program that was $7,500 a month. So it was a serious program, you know, but mm-hmm. if you did what I told you to do, you could make that back easily, you know, very quickly and yeah. cover your cost more than that in the first month. But here's the key, and this is the key, is you cannot do this behind the computer screen.
Yeah, you have to really be engaged, huh?
You have to be able to get off your butt and go out there face to face, you know, I call it belly to belly with a business owner, because they're not going to do business with you if they've never met you personally. That's just a fact. You know, unless you've got, you know, a huge following or whatever, you know, like I said, if they go look up legendary consultant David Preston on Google, you know, there's like a million results for me, but I've been at this for 30 years, you know, so mm-hmm. in the beginning, nobody is going to do business with you unless they know you. Because every time, and I heard a business owner told me this, every time he's ever been ripped off, it's either been over the phone or over the internet. So, you know, if he knows you're right in his backyard, if he has a problem, he can drive over and talk to you.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, and then we had a referral program that we did for local businesses. I don't know that anybody ever did this. It was worked great for us. Was we told them for a specific deal, we were doing email marketing for them and list building. And we said, listen, for every referral that you give me that signs up as a client, I'll give you 1 month free. And they're like, wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, would I give up 1 month for 12 months of a new client? I'd do that every day.
Yeah. Man.
You know, that's how I grew that business, you know, very quickly. And I had some guys that would sit down and go through their list of business owner friends and call them. Mm-hmm. Just so they could get a free month. And I had one guy that got a year for free, and he was so ecstatic about that. Every time I would come into the shop, he was like, you owe me a year. I'm like, you're correct.
That's really good.
Yeah, nobody understood, you know, what the joke was, but that was, yeah, I got it. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I owe you a year. You're correct.
Yeah.
But it's just, that's a simple strategy, you know, and like I mm-hmm. said, it's people keep overcomplicate it things, you know, keep it simple.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, you know, in so many things, you know, I'm guilty of that, you know, overcomplicating a lot of things. And I like that advice. You know, keep it simple, you know, as we all say, keep it simple, stupid. And
yes.
That is we've probably got, the best fix.
Yeah, I mean, we went through a phase when we were starting this division now that we had, you know, complicated. We were looking at all kinds of AI and software, and staff was looking at everything. And before it was over with, I came up with a simple two-step strategy that I introduced that everybody in the meeting was like, oh, that's brilliant. And I was like, no. Just common sense. Yeah. But we found a way, and we call it trifecta marketing, that we can actually send out a ton of emails, as many emails as we want for free, and to business owners only, B2B owners in any area that we want. And we can send those for free, and I can guarantee you they will show up in their inbox every time that they log into that mailbox. When they log in there, my message is there, even though they don't know me at all.
Yeah.
You know, that's correct. It's a very simple strategy that we used in conjunction with a couple of the services that Google already offers for free. And people just don't know they're there.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things on Google. It's hard to know what's real.
Oh, great.
And what will actually work for me or work for RJ or work for you? You talked about AI before. About a year ago, I started using that to actually do the show notes. I would take your bio and just throw it in there and let it regurgitate it to a different bio with the same verbiage, just a little thicker, I guess. And that's how I've been doing it for almost a year now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a massive time saver.
Yes.
You know, that's what people don't understand. And, you know, 1,000 copywriters were born overnight, you know, they think. But they forget that Google has their own AI called Bard, B-A-R-D. And if you want to look at it, it's really good. It's called bard.google.com. And that knows immediately if and that's an AI content or not. Mm. And if it's AI content, it will slap it down so low on the listing that you're not going to show up anywhere. So, you know, AIRPM has got a system in there called Get Human that you can click on, and it helps somewhat. But Bard is still pretty smart. You know, they change by the day, you know, so they've adapted to that strategy. So if you're thinking it will do it all for you and you'll make a ton of money, you're wrong. You know, it's a great assistant, but it's not a business partner.
Yeah. Rich, can you show that question again or that comment? Somebody said that it's overwhelming. Put it up there again. Okay, there we go. Yeah, it is overwhelming to navigate some of those tools. And they said that I was a COMO EWL guy in the military. I need a personal class. I mean that right there. I'm serious. Like I don't know how young you are, but I'm learning technology stuff. From a more experienced guy, you know, so and I'm in IT, so I didn't know about this Bard thing. You know, is there like any courses on like AI that you could, you know, on stuff like that you can use for free?
That's a great question. And an EWO is a pretty technical rating, you know, so if that guy's having techie problems, that's a problem. so the EWO is very technical. You know, but here, if I could give you any advice on the best course available that I've ever known of, and it was one of my own support guys that came up with this, I was like, well, duh, whenever he showed it to me, is he went to Bing.ai, and that's Microsoft's answer to Bard. And Bing.ai is on a beta test schedule right now, but if you can get in as a beta tester, they're really good. And, Bing.ai has a form which he filled out, and all he did was tell it, you know, where you just go on AI, like you were talking about writing, you know, the comments for the show or writing the broadcast specifics or whatever. Just believe it or not, go on ChatGPT or one of the AI services and ask it to build a course to teach you how to operate AI more effectively.
Huh. Wow.
It's that simple.
That's the wow. That's like a feedback loop, right? Just it goes in and comes back over and over again. Like, that's amazing.
Hey, teach me how to use you.
Yeah, so I mean, believe it or not, you know, nobody knows how to use AI better than AI itself.
Yeah. Man.
So that was a Homer Simpson moment for me, you know, when Rod said that, look what I just did. I created a 30-page manual that shows me exactly how to use AI and everything else. And I said, how'd you get that? And he goes, I asked AI to teach me how to use it. And I was like, well, duh.
Right. Oh, man.
So don't go after the shiny bells and whistles. You know, that's your answer right there.
Right.
Mr., you know, EWO guy. You know, go to AI and ask it to teach you. Wow. It'll be more than happy to show you how to use them.
I'm curious now because, you know, so many people have great ideas for a brand or a company.
Yeah.
And they get stuck at scaling. Please don't tell me that you can ask AI. I mean, what is like a good way to, you know, good method to scale a company?
Yeah, and that's a great question. But you have to keep in mind with AI, going back to that, you have to keep in mind that, like I said, they're a great assistant, but they're a terrible business partner.
Hmm. Great. That's great advice.
You know, so they're not at that level yet.
Yeah.
So when it comes to scaling, I actually paid a coach $25,000 when I got to the point I was a sole proprietor, and I paid a guy $25,000 to coach me. And he's passed away now, you know, but that guy taught me. So he was responsible for $500 million in sales.
Wow.
You know, so I partnered with him, worked with him. That guy taught me a ton of stuff quick. And it's worth it, you know. And he taught me, if you're ever going to scale, he said, this is your number one rule. Let go to grow.
Mm.
And he said, every entrepreneur is a control freak, you know, to some point, degree or another. Me too. Everybody, we're all included in that.
Yeah.
Or else you wouldn't be an entrepreneur.
Yeah. It's your baby.
Yeah. And he said, the only way you're ever going to grow, you're never going to duplicate yourself. And nobody can ever do it better than you. Nobody. So get over it. Hire people and train them, you know, to do the best that they can and let go of it. Just let go of it.
Yeah.
You know, so we got to the point after a while, taking his advice, where we grew Legendary Consultants into 5 different divisions, and we have VAs that run each division. And then I have one main VA named Dinah that has my personal contact info, and she's in charge of all the other VAs. And she's the only one that can get in touch with me. You know, so if they have a problem and they get in touch with her and she can't resolve it, then she calls me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if I would not have realized that through Jim's, you know, work with me, I never would have thought of that. You know, and he said, wow. Let go to grow.
To grow.
That's the number one thing for scaling. You know, and then constantly hire people that, like on Upwork or Fiverr or whatever, you can go there and post a job description and make sure it's really in depth. And only hire the people that have made good money already doing that. That's probably the best advice. If somebody is like $4 an hour and they've got $230 they've made total, no. you're not for me. I don't care what your qualifications are. you know, but if you've made $20,000 in that arena, I might want to talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that $4 an hour person is probably sitting on their butt behind a computer screen.
Correct. You know, so that's the biggest advice I could give you for scaling and using foreign workers and, you know, less expensive workers is look at their track record. You know, if they've got a good track record, you know, that they can prove, then they're probably going to be a really good employee.
Man, that's awesome. Man, David, this has been, I have learned so much here tonight. Man, I just can't, like, you dropped so many gems. And, you know, I'm glad that we were able to record these things. I can come back and kind of take a little bit more detailed notes. But, Rich, is there anything you'd like to add before we hop over here?
Sure. While you two were talking, I actually went on ChatGPT and asked it to make me a course. It gave me 8 modules with it broken down, how to learn how to use ChatGPT. Pretty awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah. You're done. You know, right, and that's the best course you're going to find online, period.
Man, it's crazy. And then he said, you know, David, you shared that, you know, you can put up a job post, right? And my first thing now is just like, oh, AI. I mean, yeah, AI, yes. My assistant can write the job post for me.
But you're absolutely correct. It can write a really good one, too. You know, if you tell it what to do, it'll find the right personnel for you.
Yeah.
And then I guess the last thing that I could cover really quickly, because I know we're out of time, but is theory peddlers. That's what I call them.
What
and
is
they're
that?
Responsible for the failure of everybody that's failed so far. No joke. A theory peddler is somebody. Jim Straw was the guy who passed, but he was my mentor. And he sent me a plaque one time that said, true knowledge can only be obtained by the application of information.
Yes. Yeah. Man.
And he said, there are so many theory peddlers out there right now that come up with a great idea and they're like, oh man, this is great. But they don't do it. They're not doing that. You know, what they're doing is creating a product to sell you on the idea that you can be successful with that product, and they don't even know if it works.
Man, that is,
you know, so,
so is that why
you'll buy that product based on the sales page, you know, which is really slick sales copy.
Mm-hmm.
And then 90% of everybody that buys a product doesn't do it anyway. It just sits there on their hard drive. So these guys are making a 90% profit on a theory product. And 10% of the people say, hey, this doesn't work because I tried it. And they'll gladly refund them because they're still making 90%, you know, profit. And that's what's going on online right now. It's rampant. You know, I used to have people send me stuff to endorse their products because they wanted to use my name. And I would immediately contact them back and say, you're not actually doing this, are you? And they'd be like, And I said, look, I tried this 5 years ago and it didn't work because of this. Oh, yeah, I never thought of that.
I mean, did you give them, you know, and you said it didn't work because of, you know, I mean, do you have like a general reason why these things aren't working out for them, or why their products aren't like, or systems aren't being successful?
Yeah, I can normally go through a product or go look at a product now, you know, and tell whether it's theory or it's an actual process.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, but immediately, a lot of them I don't even respond to anymore. I still get about all those. I still get probably 20 a month, you know, where people want me to endorse their product. And I'm like, no. You know, but,
man.
You know, but it's, you just have to think differently and keep it simple.
Yeah.
And the best thing to do is just like Rich just did right there, you know, is go on AI, you know, and ask it to help you.
Yeah.
It's a great assistant.
Yeah.
You know, and always remember that if something sounds too good to be true, it always is. You know, so the sales model, if you can push one button and make 10,000, you know, well, yeah, I can do that now, but that's because I built a list of buyers, you know, for 30 years. If I send an email, they're going to buy.
Man, that's really good stuff.
There's no shortcut to that.
That's true. And you've given, you know, us so many gems, like I said before. You know, one, a lot of those will stick with me, you know, information without application is really just it's nothing. It doesn't lead you to anywhere. And but what would be
true knowledge, you know, of that system, you're never going to be successful at it. In order to be successful at a business, you have to become a student of that business.
Man, that's good. You know, you kind of just kind of beat me right to it. You know, I was going to ask you if you had, you know, like three. No, you're fine. You're doing good. I was going to ask you if you had like three things of advice, three pieces of advice that you would give to our listeners in this business or in life or anything that you can share with them to in success.
I guess the biggest thing is whatever field you're in, it really doesn't matter what field you're in. Find a mentor. You know, go online and find somebody who's where you would like to be. you know, in whatever field it is, and contact them. You know, because you'd be amazed that some, I answer each individual email, you know, that is sent to me. You know, because that's just how it is. And if I can help you, I'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we have a not really a coaching program, but we have a program where we help entrepreneurs, you know, and that type of stuff. It's not cheap, you know, but our deal is we promise to double your investment, you know, or we'll work for you for free until we do. You know, so that's another great thing, is find a mentor who has a real guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the track record guarantee. And I guess the second thing I would say is, you know, work hard. There's no replacement for that.
Yeah.
You know, you can only work hard so many hours in there, but go toward a common goal. Set a goal, you know, and go toward it. Earl Nightingale was probably the biggest influence on me when it came to setting goals. And there's tons of his stuff out there on YouTube that's free. You know, and you can listen to him, and he basically says, you know, unless you have a goal or a target, you know, you're like a ship without a captain. You know, you watch it bumping into everything everywhere while you're standing on the deck. You know, you're not going to go anywhere.
Possibly shipwreck.
Yeah. He said, you know, so make a goal, make it realistic, and just go after it. And then so find a mentor, make a goal, go after that goal. And the last thing I would say, and this is the biggest one, is be grateful. You know, start a gratitude journal. I was actually interviewed on a local TV station. They asked me what my biggest secret was, you know, to success. And I said, that's it right there. I said, if you're grateful for what you already have, you're going to have more to be grateful for.
Man, I love that quote.
Doesn't matter where you're at in life, guarantee mm-hmm. you. You know, because if you think about it, I started off on the bottom, you know, out of a job, laid off. You know, I had six-figure bills from a six-figure salary I had, and I had nothing else coming in. <You know? laughs> Yeah. And I went and taught a free workshop. You know, and everybody said I was crazy at the time. They're like, "You're a nut." And I'm like, "Yeah, maybe."
Yeah.
There were messages on the machine by the time I got home. You know, how much for you to do it for me? And I was like, "Now we're cooking." Now.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the biggest thing is grateful. I just write down three things that I'm grateful for right at that moment. Yeah. Every day I have my cup of coffee. I don't look at my phone. That's the biggest thing. I get up in the morning. I don't look at my phone because I own the phone. Mm-hmm. It does not own me. And yes. I go with my cup of coffee. I go through the process of making the coffee. And then I sit there by myself, really quiet in the morning when it's quiet. I get up at 4 every day. And it's very quiet. I can go through all my stuff and everything else and get everything else rolling. Have some quiet time, gratitude journal time. And then I'm ready to start my day.
Yeah. That's golden. That's golden, David. I love those three. Find a mentor. Work hard. Set goals. And, you know, be grateful. So before we jump off, man, I just want to ask, where can people find you? You have any social media, LinkedIn, or anything like that you would like to share?
Yeah, there's I have LinkedIn profile, the Legendary Consultant, you know, LinkedIn/IN/the Legendary Consultant. And then if they go to davidprestonconsulting.com, you know, they can get in touch with me directly right there. You know, if they fill out the contact form, that comes only to me.
Okay.
You know, so there's some videos on there, some other projects on there. And there's actually a course on there for less than $40 if somebody wanted to start a local business consulting firm. It shows you what to do. It's a checklist for what you need to do to start consulting.
That's awesome. Well,
outstanding.
Anything else, Rich?
I think that's great. I think we have a overload right now, audience, and I think that we've done well tonight.
And see, the great thing, though, with Rich is he actually did the application of information and already got an 8-module course on exactly what we were talking about. So there you go.
Exactly. Proof that it works.
That's it. Well, I just want to say, man, David Preston, it's been an honor and a pleasure just learning from you, discussing with you, you know, just getting some of your experience out here in our discussion tonight. But without further ado, we got to end. I just want to say good night to you and good night to everybody else out there on all the Misfit Nations.
Yeah, and I really appreciate the opportunity. I hope your audience can get some actionable information from this, you know, and I hope it helps them. I really do, you know, because that's what it's all about. It's a karma thing. You know, the more people that's you help, the more good luck you just seem to have.
Yes, sir. And thanks again. Like I said, have a great night.
Yep. Have an awesome day. For me, it's a day. It's okay.
This is a message from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Got a question about your VA benefits, healthcare, or eligibility? Go to va.gov, where you can access a new interactive chatbot to ask questions 24/7. One can still browse va.gov for information, but you can now ask specific questions to the chatbot, like what's the PACT Act? How do I apply for disability benefits? What's my claim status? You can access the new feature through va.gov's Contact Us page. Then click on the Start Chat button. The chatbot will continue to improve veterans' access to information about the benefits and services they've earned. This is one way VA is offering seamless and secure access to its online resources.
Thanks for checking us out and being a part of the Misfit Nation show. Don't forget to visit our website at themisfitnation.com. That's themisfitnation.com. Check out all our past episodes and get some of the great Misfit Nation gear for you and your family. As always, be humble, stay hungry, and keep hustling, because we are
Misfit Nation. Misfit Nation.